Today's topic is really exciting for me. It's all about gearing up for 2012, putting together a marketing plan that makes sense for your business. And we're going to build that on what we call the strategic business blueprint. And as we get into the presentation today, I'll explain what exactly that is and what that framework is that we have developed for growing small businesses here at Infusionsoft. So let's jump right into this. And as we do, I want to highlight one quick little stat. And this is looking at U.S. job growth in the last couple months. And what you'll see, according to the ADP study that recently came out, is that companies with more than 500 employees actually lost 5,000 jobs over the last couple months. But those of you that are in small businesses, 1 to 49 employees, actually created 60,000 jobs over the last couple months. And this is one of the things that just gets me really excited. I'm super passionate about small business, about entrepreneurship, and this is one of the reasons why. Because despite everything that's going on in the economy and in the world, entrepreneurs push through all that and they make stuff happen. So take a minute and pat yourselves all on the back and be proud of what you're doing. It's really exciting. And also, I'll highlight that I very strongly believe in the 80-20 rule. And so what that means is that 20% of you are actually doing 80% of the work. And so the rest of us all need to focus on what we need to improve on so that we can grow our businesses and achieve the goals that we've set out to achieve. And this really comes down to commitment. But one thing that I learned surfing is that it requires a lot of commitment to drop into a big wave. When you're staring down the face of a 10 to 12 foot wave, it can be scary. There's a lot of fear that comes into your mind as you're basically hurling your body over a cliff that is about to fall on top of you. And that fear is not something that is just imagined. There's real risk that is involved. If you don't commit and drop into that wave the way you should and you hesitate just a little bit, then you end up like this guy who's going to get tossed and he's going to end up having a real rough day. And this is the reality in small business as well. It requires a lot of commitment and it requires you throwing yourself into that business 100%. You can't be holding back anything. When you've got all the naysayers out there who may even be friends and family members, it takes everything you've got to make it happen.